I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
I'm Joe Dalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, there's been a lot of talk lately about broadcast TV, and for once, it's actually not all bad news. Normally, we're doom and gloom when it comes to the state of broadcast, but we've seen over the past couple of weeks some shining examples of when broadcast can still be relevant. A couple of weeks ago, you had Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes, and that triggered some great ratings. And, of course, the return of Roseanne has triggered countless stories about how amazing those ratings were and what that means for broadcast television. And then, of course, on Easter, I think we were all watching Jesus Christ Superstar live on NBC. It was a great show, and it actually did pretty decent numbers. So these all aren't without their complications and caveats, but they do tell us something about a possible roadmap for broadcast. And Joe, you wrote about this recently for Vulture, and what did you come up with?
Well, look, let's be clear that the era of dominance and preeminence for linear television, as we've known it, broadcast or cable, is coming to an end. It's over. Netflix, Hulu, that's the future. But I think there's a middle ground between sort of, and I wrote this, dominance and death, that there is a way for broadcasters to play into their strengths and still capture the tens of millions of people who don't want to pay for Netflix or who like the sort of experience of leaning back, kicking up their feet, and having someone tell them what to watch or give them some simple options. Because let's face it, we've all had sort of that Netflix freeze where you go on there's like, I don't know what to watch. Networks still do a good job of sort of suggesting. So I think what we need to see more of is we need to see networks, first of all, owning nostalgia. You know, you wrote about this a few months ago. You talked about how this is sort of like playing all the greatest hits before they go out of business. Mike, I think why not? Why not rely on what network TV has, which is a rich history of familiar faces and characters?
Well, I've got good news for you, Joe. They are, and we're going to see more reboots and remakes coming this fall, including, of course, Murphy Brown on CBS and potential remakes of Magnum P.I. and Cagney and Lacey.
Right. And it's also about, I think, networks doing sort of leaning into live. You know, the numbers for Jesus Christ Superstar were not amazing. They were really good for network TV, and it still got over 10 million viewers when all is done with the delay of viewing. But what it did is it showed that networks can still offer sort of a joint experience. Well, Andy Kubitz, who runs scheduling at ABC, said things that people bring together for shared experience, that's what network TV does best.
There's the buzz factor, too. I mean, because that's what Netflix is all about, right? Because we don't know what the ratings are. The best we can sort of gauge the success of a show on Netflix is, are people talking about it? Are they on social media? Is it a part of the conversation? And that's what we're finding with some of these big live events like Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah, the numbers were okay. They were fine. Actually, they gave NBC some of their best Sunday night numbers in a while. But where it really shined was on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. You couldn't escape it. It was something people really were talking about Easter night. And for a medium that wants to maintain its relevancy, that's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, that's important. People talking about broadcast TV in an era where maybe they weren't talking about it as much, you know, a year or two ago.
They need to find ways to remind people, hey, we're still here. And look, it's going to be costly. The fact is, you know, American Idol, which has done pretty well for ABC, is costing them a lot of money. Jesus Christ Superstar took a lot of money and resources away from the network. And some people could say, is it really worth it? And you can make a point that sometimes these things can get too expensive and they don't have the same sort of bang that you might expect or what you would have expected even 5 years ago when NBC first did these live musicals. That's a concern. Networks still have to balance it out.
Well, there's a way to do it too, Joe. I mean, and you can do cheaper versions of this.
Well, but see, I don't know cheaper shows. I actually think you got to spend money to make money because Fox tried to do cheap, Mike, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but you didn't need to spend $25 million on say Katy Perry. There are ways to still this. And you know, a show that actually came on really strong earlier this winter, Ellen's Game of Games on NBC. You know, that was sort of a simple format. It's you know, she basically took something from her talk show and turned it into a primetime series that was a lot of fun. You know, pretty cheap to produce. You know, basic game show, but it was fun. Just as before that, Steve Harvey doing Little Big Shots on NBC was also a nice sort of simple twist on an old format that again worked. American Ninja Warrior. I mean, you have these kinds of shows that are traditional shows, but still feel like events. And, you know, we'll start to see more of that, I think. You know, that's where, again, the networks still shine.
The key for the networks, of course, though, is to maintain a good mix of kinds of programming. What networks can't do if they want to succeed in this new world is not make shows that can play also on nonlinear platforms. They need to do shows like The Good Place, which do okay numbers when they're on NBC, but do even better when they're streaming on other platforms. Networks need a mix, and I think the last few weeks have proven that they're getting better at figuring out that mix.
Good news as we head toward the upfront announcements in May when the networks announce next season's shows. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Dalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.